Oh, hey, friends, this sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
With you.
Gotta be honest, thought there was a Lady Gaga song in our world. there was not.
Felt that.
I thought we were gonna hear paparazzi. No good. Didn't happen. Welcome to Tuesday, the 25th day of March, 2025. Oof. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. What song were you banging to give yourself motivation for the show today? While you were coming into the parking lot.
Oh my gosh. It's a new artist that I found. I'm obsessed with her. She's not that well known. She's like an Amy Winehouse vibe. And I play her so loud. I love it.
What her name is?
Zinedelphia.
Oh my goodness.
I know. Let me tell you something. I love her so much.
Oh my goodness.
And what's so funny is I don't usually find newer artists up and coming. I found her and I played her for my stepmom. We were laying in her bed a couple weeks ago and I played her for my stepmom said, oh my God, I love her. And I was like, me too, girl. She's so cool. She's so good. I can't get enough of her. So I just play her all day long.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, she's really good.
So, because our worlds are upside down. Usually I am grinding on prepping the show till the very last minute in my office, in my house. Mm-hmm. I invariably, most days, because I just kind of live around the corner. I live at like Town Center in 215, and we're a Buffalo in 215, essentially, mm-hmm. between Buffalo and Rainbow. Go a couple blocks back, but I can get here in less than 10 minutes.
Nice.
But I will be doing stuff, and then I look up at the clock, and it's 5:40. and I come flying in here at the last minute, and usually Michaela and Adrian are already here. But not today, because I woke up at 2:00 in the morning and then my brain wouldn't shut off. So finally at 2:45, I said, well, why don't you just start fixing problems?
Ugh.
All these things that are going through your head, why don't you get up and solve them?
2 a.m.
It's all good. I love it. I went to bed early last night.
You did?
Yeah.
Good.
I went to bed just super early. My wife and I have a funny little thing that we do that I'm sure a lot of other married couples do as well. That, you know, 7:30, maybe 8, she'll give me the look. Mm-hmm. Want to go to bed?
Mm-hmm.
Damn right I do.
Yeah. Oh.
And then she'll, okay, go to sleep now. Great.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm just looking out for your health. Well, this is healthy too.
Close your little eyes.
No, stop touching me. You need your rest.
Yeah. You're like, okay.
I'd be able to sleep a lot better.
I know.
If you know.
I know. Let's move it to the bedroom. Okay.
She's like, no.
Night, night. Yeah, here's your heating pad. Lay down. Go to bed.
Eating
pad. That's what Lisa does. Lisa plugs. I swear to God, she plugs in my heating pad. She's like, you want to go to bed? I'm like, mm-hmm. And then she lays on my heating pad. I lay down. Oh my God, sick. That's how
wild we
are.
The warmth will relax you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I know what I'm getting you for. You got to have a bed warmer.
Yeah, but that's like the hottest thing in my bedroom right now is that stupid heating pad. So I feel you deeply. You're like, oh, let's go to sleepies.
I see what you did there.
You know, it's a weekday.
Yeah. So I was here early. And you have to understand, in theory, these studios are soundproof, right? And I'm just kind of hanging out, and I got the music down low. I had it down low, and I was just getting all my stuff together. All of a sudden, I hear, or whatever it was, whatever beats I'm hearing emanating from the parking lot. And honestly, sorry, I don't know if this makes me a racist or whatever, sexist or whatever ist, you want to pin on the white guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I assumed it was Adrian. I literally went, oh, good, Adrian's here.
Well, sometimes he does too. Sometimes he pulls up vibing. Oh,
yeah.
So it's not wrong.
And I looked down and went, oh, it's the little one. That's literally the thought I had in my head. I went, that's the little one.
Yeah, it's so loud every morning.
So, so you're motivated. You're ready to go with, what'd you say her name was?
Zinadelphia.
Uh-huh. Zendaya was already taken. All right. First pick's coming up. By the way, if you want to go see Murr from Impractical Jokers, James Murray, better known as Murr,
mm-hmm.
Free tickets with the first pick coming up in just a minute.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, who'd you say was caller number 25?
We got Trixie Davis.
Oh, hi, Trix.
Hi, Trixie.
Hey.
Dang it, I love a Trixie.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Such a good name.
I love a Trixie. Do you know another Trixie?
I've heard of people who's been named Trixie before.
Yeah.
In conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, you and I got them old school names that they don't have anymore. I don't know another Chet.
Oh, yeah, Trixie like, and
I
Chet.
I don't know a Chet. Not necessarily. I love this. So Jacinda, who lives over by Summerlin Hospital, has a friend who took his kids to a theme park over spring break, had them lie about their age so that they could get the discount. Tell them you're 11.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them you're 11.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not, Dad. Or it's even worse, I think, when they're littler.
Yeah.
I don't know. By the time you're 11, 12, you get the game.
They understand. It's like 5 and 6, you're in trouble.
You understand
the
game.
My dad's lying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all true.
I may or may not have pulled that.
Yeah.
He's 7. No, I'm not.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the look of death.
I know.
The look of death. Yeah, and then Jacinda has another friend that did it with her kids at a restaurant. Same thing. And so Jacinda's conflicted. Are these both friends said that everybody does it? The theme parks and the restaurants, they're in on the game. They ask, but, it's not like they're cutting the kids open and counting the rings, it's not like they're, DNA testing them or anything. And if you raise your kids right, they'll know the difference between the little lies and the real lies.
Yeah.
Which,
I mean, it's fair.
As someone who was raised that way.
Yeah.
This isn't a real lie.
Well, there's the drive-ins that's here in Vegas.
Yeah.
When we were little, my mom would take us and she would have me and my brother lay in the back seat with a blanket over us.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh, right? And I took it so seriously. I thought it was like a job. I laid there still and so quiet. I wouldn't even move until my mom was like, okay, get up. And I was like, okay.
And what did you think when you were a kid that if you got caught, what was going to happen?
I was going to prison.
You were going to jail.
Yeah.
That's right. Every kid. This is why we were different. Because, see, these kids realize that that's all BS. You're not going to jail.
Yeah, they know. They're so smart.
And this is why. But see, this.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I thought me and my mom, my brother would all go to jail. So I lay there and I don't think I breathed.
Yeah. But you know, the one time you have the conversation with your parents are mad at you. You're like, well, I'll just call the police. And then my mom looked at me and went, yeah, and I'll tell them what you did.
Uh-huh.
And they'll be on my side. You know,
like, well, yeah.
Okay. So I'm not calling the police. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming, Trixie, that you're okay with all of this.
You assume correctly.
Yeah. I would also assume that you're pretty excited about going to see Murr for free at the M Pavilion.
Hey.
All right, good.
Yes.
Good, good.
Right.
Hang on 1 second. She's awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone, please turn towards your radio and either bow or curtsy, whichever it is. The great and powerful Sandy Bozak has joined us. Former 5-time champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, who we just absolutely adore.
Yes.
The great and powerful Sandy Bozak.
Yes.
How do you feel about this? Jacinda's friends say everybody has their kids lie, and it's not really a big deal.
Well, I feel like some kids will absolutely throw you under the bus and sell you out. My kid would not, and I think it's for something like this, absolutely fine. All day long. Do it. I did it when I was a kid.
It's good to hear your voice, and thank you very much.
Oh.
I trust Sandy.
Why?
I trust what Sandy says. As the only parent in the room, Adrian?
Oh, it's 100%. It's 100% okay. This is the way we roll.
I figured as much.
Matter of fact, I take it a step further. When me and my son go to the movies, I don't even buy him a ticket. They never check.
No way.
Chet is such a... The hell? No, I just buy my ticket.
Really?
And because I'm a good person, I buy an adult ticket. I don't do the senior because they don't check. And I could save 50 cents, but I buy a full ticket.
Because I'm a good person.
Yeah.
I'm only half ripping them off.
Yeah.
I'm not ripping them off. Although my favorite part of all that, too, is that Adrian would not look me in my eye.
Supporting cinema.
Stop.
But he would look me in the eye while he was telling it.
Because you are appalled.
No, I was processing. Because that's, wow.
Yeah, but that's,
I'd be petrified.
I feel like that's normal. Did you take it a step further and ever bring your own snacks as well? There was like a whole lying game in that,
oh,
too.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. We'd put them in our jackets, Coca-Colas and candies.
I smuggle booze in certain theaters, but like the one by my house, the one at downtown Summerlin, the Regal, they actually have a bar, so I don't sweat that, you know, so I don't
do
that.
You go there?
Yeah.
We like that.
You're sophisticated.
No, we're bougie. We're bougie. If we're going to a theater, we're bougie.
You see the moving pictures.
Yeah, man. Go to the one with the vibrating seats and the whatnot.
Right next door.
That you go
Red
to,
Rock.
Yeah.
The immersive experience.
Might have to. Andre, jump in on this, man. What do you think?
Hey, yes. I'm with you guys, man. It's just a little white lie. It's just like when you say, oh, it's my birthday today, or your friend's birthday. We get a free birthday cake at the restaurant. Come on.
I do that to my wife just so that they come over and they sing the song and call her Panchita.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Some good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. In Georgia broke a world record on Friday. They played a basketball game. It ended on Friday.
Cool.
That lasted 5 straight days. They played basketball for 121 hours and 3 minutes to be exact.
No way.
Yes, they were allowed to sub in and out, so they got breaks and whatnot. They did it to raise money for a charity called MOST, which stands for Men Opposing Sex Trafficking. They say they raised over $300,000.
Come on.
That's really good.
Ballin' for a cause.
British guy who loved making people laugh got to do it one more time after he passed away. He was only 55 years old.
Oh, my God.
He told his family he wanted to be buried in a casket that looked like a Snickers bar, so they made it happen. In the Snickers font on the casket, it said, I'm nuts.
Yes.
Oh, good for you, dude. Yeah.
And the, young guy.
Go out the way you want to go out. Yeah. Make it an amazing day. Thank you so much for listening. And those are your good feeling stories of the day, brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
UCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Gotta have it on every morning.
I love the Chet Buchanan Show.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 88.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
One story that everybody's talking about today. Oh, by the way, 7 o'clock. It is Tuesday, the 25th of March. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. In just a moment, Andrea Cano from Best of the West going for win number 4.
Woo!
On Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. And you'll have a chance to win Reggae in the Desert tickets in just a minute. But Andrea really wants those tickets, so...
Yeah.
Good luck.
Fight hard.
Good luck. You'll need to. The story that everybody is talking about this morning. Do you remember? We kind of glossed over it just because I was like, oh, come on. Because it's low-hanging fruit jokes, but the low-hanging fruit jokes have come home to roost.
Yeah.
Do you remember the story on February 26th, the gentleman named Jathan Gilder was arrested in Orlando because he was, well, it says here he's accused of attempting to steal earrings, but he flat out stole them from a Tiffany store.
Well, I can't get over the fact that his name's Jathan. I would have remembered that.
His name's Jathan, and you would also probably remember that Jathan admitted, they said, come on, dude, where's the earrings?
Uh-huh.
He swallowed them.
Jathan.
Well, now, and I'm telling you, everybody is reporting this morning, but I want to make sure we get in there, too.
Yeah.
They've recovered the earrings.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
3 diamond Tiffany & Company earrings were recovered on March 10th. The 4th was recovered on March 12th.
Oh, my God. Gross.
And they have been returned to Tiffany & Company. Jathan is now facing charges of robbery with a mask. That's the new one. If you're wearing a mask, it's an extra.
Yeah.
And grand theft in the first degree.
Wow. I'm surprised Tiffany would want them back. I'd feel like they'd be like, listen, we're successful. That's disgusting.
Do you have to disclose that?
Keep it.
Do you have to disclose?
Yeah, I think you have to, right?
How do you disclose?
I don't know.
That?
That's open box for sure.
There's the joke. There's the joke.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Uh-huh. There it is. It's open box.
Yeah, dude.
For sure.
Ugh.
Why is this open box? They were returned. That's the line. They were returned.
That's all you got to say.
That is all you got to say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you don't want to say any more than that. But if you're in Orlando and you're at a Tiffany store, aren't you asking all the questions?
Yeah, be a little careful.
Honestly, would you kind of want to have them? Not because you wouldn't want to. A, you're getting a sweet deal. And B, I don't know. You don't want doo-doo earrings.
Yeah, like
it depends on the price, though.
No, this is what I say to you. This is what I say. Okay, so if you're getting them 50% off,
mm-hmm, and deliver sale.
I don't know why I'm whispering. You get these at 50% off, but every time you see the recipient of the ear, you see them wearing them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know. Do you tell them? Do you tell them you got them doo-doo earrings? Even though they're Tiffany?
Well, no, you would never disclose that to anybody in the entire world.
Really? Total honesty, P1s? Aren't you usually on the side of that you've got to tell the truth? I'm not trying to attack.
No, I hear that deep. Well, listen, you're talking to someone who gets their earrings at the swap meet. So I wouldn't have Tiffany earrings to begin with. But if I did, that's how I got them, I wouldn't openly admit, like, hey, Jathan on February 26th stole these. I got them on a great deal. If you asked, I would tell you the truth.
I'm telling you, every time you'd wear them, there'd be a smirk on my face.
I know.
I'd be like, what are you giggling at? And I'd be like, I can't tell you.
I know.
Or I'd have to make something up really quick, and it'd be stupid.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm for it if you like it. Oh, but, God.
But if they're $1,000 earrings, right, that you'd never buy.
For a deal.
You know what I mean? You got them for $400, saved. You know what I mean? It was anniversary, something big.
Yeah.
You saved and you grinded. Uh-huh. You're like, I can afford that.
Yeah. No, I'm hearing this.
You got to ship those out of state. Those have to end up somewhere else. They can't sell them in Orlando.
No, you're right.
Transfer them to Texas. We got to sell them over there.
Yeah.
That's so weird. I was thinking Texas. Why were we thinking Texas?
I don't know.
Why were we thinking Texas?
Oh my God.
And then secondarily after that, I went, you know where they got to send them? Here.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
They'd be fine here.
That dude who's hammered, who just had a nice run there at the Bellagio tables.
Oh,
walks
yeah.
Walks into the Tiffany store. Hey, babe. Why are these open box? Eh, they were just returned.
Yeah.
Are these the doo-doo earrings?
Uh-uh.
By the way, if you ask them, wait, but if you do, now I'm not saying everybody should do this, but if you were to walk in the store and you go, are those the doo-doo earrings? Do they have to answer you, honestly?
Oh, I think.
Does that poor girl behind the counter at Tiffany
have
to look you in your eyes and go, yes, sir, those are the doo-doo earrings?
Yeah, these are the ones.
What do you mean by the doo-doo earrings?
Gross.
The one that the guy stole and he swallowed them.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do surgery. They got them back.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them on one day, the fourth one on another.
Yeah.
And which ones are these? Are these 1 through 3 or is this 4? I don't know why them. Okay, enough.
Yeah, we're good.
I get it.
Good.
Michaela gave me the look. Michaela's not a mom, but she will be.
Uh-huh.
And she gave me the look. That's enough.
Uh-huh.
702-364-9898. Don't look now. Andrea Cano has 3 wins. After being a 5-time champion before, she's returned. Going for win number 4 this go-around. And best of the West. Wait, if I under... Oh, no. 5-3-8. Yeah, because she has 8 of their 9 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Best of the West is now 3rd on the leaderboard, tied with Rhodes Ranch with 9 wins each. Aliante and Silverado Ranch are locked together in 2nd place with 14 wins. On top, Sunrise Manor.
City of Champions.
Hey.
They have 17 wins overall and lead the pack. Reggae in the Desert tickets today. Clark County Amphitheater, Saturday, April 19th. And I'm telling you, every time that we give away those tickets, people go, I had the greatest time.
Oh, yeah.
At Reggae in the Desert.
Mm-hmm.
So, take a shot at it. Andrea Cano is a killer.
Dude, she's a beast. I don't even get half the questions out. She knows right away.
Truth.
Mm-hmm.
Truth.
She's good.
She's a mind reader.
Mm-hmm. But the reggae tickets are worth it. I went like 10 years ago. It was great.
702-364-9898 then. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown right now on 98.5 KLUC. This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
All right, let's go. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, our returning champion looking for win number 4 today, Andrea Cano from Best of the West. Good morning, champ.
Good morning.
How are you?
It's a great day.
It is a great day, isn't it? Oh, she's a winner.
I know, dude. And she knows it.
Such a winner. Who's our challenger this morning, Adrian?
We've got Brooks the Fish representing Spring Valley.
Oh, boy.
Welcome back.
Bringing out the big guns today.
Yeah.
Fishy, how are you, brother?
Good. You seem like nobody else wanted to play because we've got through like 6 times trying to call.
You know, you don't have to tell everything.
Right.
He's like, we're sitting at home without a date over.
Yeah.
Here.
He's like, one ring I was in.
Yeah. It's like nobody else wanted to play. Look, you know.
I got you.
Take it easy over there.
Hey, I understand.
We're using 4 phones over there.
Some days are better.
It's true.
Some days are better than others.
They know Andre's a beast.
Oh. the phones.
Yeah, nobody wants to play against her.
No, honestly, though, the phones were normal. You got through a bunch, I guess. I don't know. I don't understand this phone system anymore. And there are other people that will tell you that literally where they've said, I literally try every day. And I say, well, try to get through when it's not a contest.
Yeah.
And you'll probably have better luck. And they're like, no, that's when I do call.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what? And it goes, yeah, just because it goes busy. And I'm like, that's weird.
So weird.
And then there's Fish, who's like, yeah, I got through 100 times.
First chime.
I don't know. Well, you guys both know how to play then. Buzz in with your name. Don't answer until you get called on. First 1 to 3 wins. Our quiz master is the one, the only star of stage, screen, and now print these days. That star of the internet today with a feature article.
Oh, my God.
Everywhere. I thought it was fun because I woke up this morning and it was like, you know, they were like, they enjoyed the article on our show so much. We were like, we got to have Michaela.
So great.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Jude.
So yeah, here's Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
All right. It seems Anderson .Paak is seriously dating this songstress known for songs like Hero and Always Be My Baby. What's her name?
Andrea.
Mariah Carey. Is it Mariah Carey? Of course it's Mariah Carey.
It's getting serious.
Who's dating Mariah?
Anderson .Paak.
What?
Yeah, dude.
What?
Well, you know, it kind of broke at Delilah. She was at his birthday. They were in a private area.
What?
Yes, dude. And then they've been seen together, but now it's like,
and you
for
couldn't,
real.
Did you have to keep that quiet? Have you been sitting on this? Because I don't remember you telling me this.
I think I just meant to keep it quiet. Also, I can't keep a secret to save my life. So I probably wasn't supposed to say anything, but there it is. Here we are.
And you just made sure so you didn't blab when you weren't supposed to.
Yeah, but then I just did. So.
Well, now.
Yeah. Well, they're together
public,
now.
So yeah, you can tell.
Yeah.
You can tell them. Right? So how long ago was this?
This was like 2 months ago.
Oh yeah, you're fine.
Yeah. I'm not breaking anything.
All right, champ goes up 1-0.
This legendary singer will release her new album following her last hit, Flowers, on May 30th.
Andrea.
Brooks.
Miley Cyrus.
That was great.
Uh-huh.
There's like this huge delay.
He said, Brooks. We appreciate it.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus. Yeah. Champ goes up 2. Fishy on the ropes.
Mm-hmm. Rumors are swirling that Pedro Pascal is dating this actress.
Andrea.
Oof.
Jesus, I didn't even get to swallow my coffee.
I know.
Champion for the win.
Jennifer Lopez.
Mm. Oi.
No?
Close.
Oh, I don't know the answer on this one. And I was like, well, that's hot.
Crap.
For the record, Andrea, I was hoping you were right.
Uh-huh.
Do you think, now let me ask you this, could Pedro Pascal handle Jennifer Lopez?
Listen, with this track record, I don't think anybody can.
With her track record?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no one's taming Jennifer Lopez.
He might be the one.
Maybe.
He might be the one.
Well, that's not who he was trying to shoot his shot
with. Sadly, that's not who it was.
Yeah.
Fishy, do you have an answer? Brooks?
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer Aniston, mm-hmm. Pedro Pascal, and mm-hmm. Jennifer Aniston. Would you be able to stand the hotness?
I know. Yes.
Right. Oh, wow. Is that what you were thinking, Andrea?
Yes.
It was
Jennifer Aniston, but you said Jennifer Lopez. Yeah, I knew it. I knew it right when he said it. I went, I'll bet that's what
uh-huh.
she said. All right, 2 for Andrea, 1 for Brooks.
This singer admits that she does hot yoga practices in her dressing room before she goes on stage to sing songs like Levitating and Don't Start Now. Oh. What's her name?
Okay. Yeah, Andrea.
Dua Lipa?
The last thing I need to think about is Dua Lipa doing hot yoga.
I knew you were going
to
say that. I knew you were going to say
because
that.
Because you know how much
we love her.
We don't do the whole hall pass thing.
Yeah.
In my relationship.
Good for you.
We don't.
Good. But.
No, I wouldn't ask because I wouldn't even know what to do. Yeah, game over. Game over. Okay, what's even more frightening? thinking of Dua Lipa doing hot yoga, or thinking of me doing hot yoga. It's like the two exact opposite reactions. It's like you couldn't. What's the exact opposite of Dua Lipa doing hot yoga? Chet Buchanan hot yoga. Complete. Boy, hey, Brooks, you can't even feel bad about this one. You can't.
Yeah,
you
know? No, don't. She's a champ.
You can't. Yeah, I mean, if you were here right now, I'd give you a bro hug and just be like, bro, we'll get them next time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You did great.
I'll be here tomorrow.
All right. Say hi to the family.
Will do.
All right, man. We'll see you.
Andrea
Cano. Win number four, Reggae in the Desert tickets. Coming back tomorrow to try and make history as the first ever five-time champ that returned and once again became a five-time champ.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd listen to... You know what? I would listen tomorrow.
Let's go.
To Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up. I want to workshop a game on the air.
Good.
I want to workshop, but we got a couple of minutes right now. No, we don't have long, but we got a couple of minutes.
Let's do it.
Actually, for the record, this is from my buddy Ben in Louisville, and he's trying to figure out the game. We were talking about it. Like, okay, what do you do with this?
Mm-hmm.
And I just think you play it straight up.
Okay.
You just play it straight up. Is this animal or person? Animal or person?
Okay.
Okay, you got me?
Yep.
Animal or person laughing? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Animal or person laughing?
I'm going to say a person.
Adrian. Animal.
Sounds an awful lot like a dolphin.
Yeah.
Would you like to change your answer?
No.
Would you like to change your answer?
No, sir.
Person laughing.
I knew it. Who?
Why would I know that?
Why would you not? I thought it would say under the thing. Who is it?
Jim.
Okay.
Jim the Laughing Dolphin. He could have a show here on the strip.
I didn't know if it was in an article or something. How do you randomly find laughter? Duh. They have a name.
It's the internet.
Love it.
That's my favorite question. Who? I want to know who. Who is the person who laughs like this?
I do.
Okay. Animal. Hang on. Animal or person laughing? Hang on. Animal or person laughing?
That one got you a little bit.
I'm going to say person.
Oh, I'm going animal.
See, the voice in there could trick you.
Yeah, in that last part of the laugh changed up, but I'm going animal.
Sound an awful lot like a pig.
Yeah.
Person laughing.
Yes!
Person laughing. But here's real pig sound. See, here's the problem is the actual animals sound too much like animals.
Yeah, they do.
It's too obvious. Okay, real seagull or person laughing like a seagull?
Seagull.
As someone who has experiences with seagulls.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
That's a person, right?
That's a person.
Is it?
It's a person's laugh.
That's Grandpa Joe.
I love it.
Yeah, see, so I'm not sure how you frame it up. Do you go person or do you go person laughing or donkey, or do you go person laughing or animal or? Or what do you do with
my
it?
My God.
That's the thing. What do you do with it?
I don't know, but I love it.
Is that a person or an animal?
Animal.
Yeah, that's how you play it. You go, is that a person or an animal?
Uh-huh.
Person.
Person.
Oh, my God.
And then bonus, yeah, and you're right, Michaela. Bonus points if you can name who it is.
Yeah.
If it was celebrity laugh,
mm-hmm.
That would be it. Is that what you meant when you said who?
No, I really didn't know if it said in the article that you pulled up if it was there was a name.
Even
I
better.
Wanted to know who.
Even better.
I'm inviting them to my next comedy show. If I'm not funny, they'll make them laugh.
It's Bill from Schenectady.
Love it.
And he laughs like that. That's mm-hmm. what he does. It'd be great. Take them all on tour. Coming up next, and we do this every once in a while, it's a not ready for relationship rehab edition of the 177 second survey. Could they be relationship rehab? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we can bang these. I'm confident that we can actually get through all three of these. Becca's boyfriend's cheating, right? Is Bethany's friend weird? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
And Raquel is upset with her ex-husband. And something he's doing.
Oy.
They've been apart for a year. They've been divorced for a year. And she's frustrated. But I think we can rapid fire these and do a lot of good in the world.
Let's go.
All right, 177 second survey. Yes, because that's our concern, is to put good into the world.
Yeah.
With the 177
rapid fire.
Yeah. We usually try to put good in the world, yes. But with this bit, maybe not so much. In any event, the 177 second survey coming up next.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, who's taking the 177-second survey today?
Oh, Chet, that'll be Amanda Tong from Mountain's Edge.
Hey, that's you.
Hello.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
So it's not ready for relationship rehab edition of the 177 second survey. So it shouldn't, I don't think the answers are that involved.
Yeah.
I just don't know. Becca's boyfriend said that his last name was Erickson And while they were getting to know each other, he also said that he does not have a middle name. The other day, she saw his driver's license and discovered he does have a middle name, and his last name is not Erickson. He's got another family, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Oh, I think it's... Okay, so her initial question was, why would he make this up? Why would he say this?
Mm-hmm.
And my answer immediately was, because he's got another family.
Mm-hmm.
What other possibility do you think there is?
I don't know, but there's definitely something he wants to hide, for sure. Family sounds possible.
Mm-hmm.
Is there another reason, Michaela?
I mean, unless he's like a riveting performer and he gave her his stage name, I can't imagine at all. Weird.
Is there another reason? But then how do you dig your way out of this? Or are you so paranoid and so weird and so narcissistic that you're like, well, I'm not going to give her my real name until I find out if there's something there in this relationship.
Weird.
All right. Bethany in Sunrise Manor. Do you kiss your kids on the lips? My friend kisses his son and his daughter on the lips, and he'll do it until they tell him to stop. I think it's weird, but I don't have kids. I know. And by the way, you know them too. Somebody very close to us. Their father, as an adult, honest to God, I believe they still kiss on the lips.
Mm-hmm.
An adult man.
Yeah.
With adult son.
Mm-hmm.
I think they still do it. So I see this. Amanda, is it weird?
I guess whatever people are comfortable with. I mean, I have kids and I kiss them on the cheek.
Okay, but you don't kiss them on the lips.
No. Mm-mm.
Michaela, kiss on the lips. Weird?
I don't think it's weird.
I think it's just all in, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of how you do it, but not weird to me.
Adrian?
I just, every time you bring this up, I think of Tom Brady and that going viral, him kissing his son. But no, we do not do that.
Brady kissed his son on the lips?
Yeah, they did the documentary and people were like, whoa, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I think it's just all
I
in
think it's weird people make it weird.
Right. Come on.
It's his son, you freak.
Yeah. I want to do this last one. I'm a little frustrated right now, says Raquel in Cadence. My ex-husband keeps bringing his new girlfriend to watch our 10-year-old's Little League games. We've only been divorced for a year, and I don't want her there. I don't think it's appropriate for him to be bringing her around when it's only been a year. I've said something to him, but he just says, too bad. Amanda.
I think it's okay.
What's okay?
For him to bring her, I mean, if they've been separated for a year, maybe she's already involved in the kid's life. So I think it just shows for the kids.
It's a year. You don't. I mean, do you have any? I don't think you have any say there, Michaela.
I don't think she has any say. Unfortunately,
no, I'm sorry. It sucks for you.
Yeah, totally.
But Adrian,
no say. She has no say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think she has any say mm-hmm. there. All right, good. See, that was easy.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda, have an amazing day. Thank you so much.
Give her
Chappie Buchanan Show shirts and whatever else we have that you can give her, which I don't think is anything, but thank you.
Sure.
Can we owe you one? I might owe you one. I'd be willing to owe you one.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chappie Buchanan Show.
Tuesday morning, the 25th day of March. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. This is Relationship Rehab. We have tickets for James Murray. You know him better as Murr from Impractical Jokers. He'll be at the M Pavilion at, of course, the M Resort. Not this Saturday, but next.
Yep.
God, next Saturday's April already.
That's crazy.
Here we go, kids.
Even right now, when you said March 25th, I was like, what?
I walked out into the garage yesterday, though, and I expected it to be warm, but it wasn't.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Yesterday afternoon?
Yeah.
But it's, geez, like today or tomorrow, it could be 90.
Yeah.
We could set a record. it doesn't mean it's going to be 100 in 2 weeks.
No.
It'll be fine. It's just kind of a little, and then right back down.
Yeah.
Relationship rehab. Keely in Southern Highlands, not in the gates. By the way, she doesn't have to go by security to get to her house. She says, as long as we're talking about babies, I am currently 4 weeks away from having a baby with my boyfriend. The last few months have been rough because I have found him messaging other girls and replying to Craigslist ads.
Oof.
Gross. Wanting to meet up with girls. He said he's never met up with any of them, but he goes out of town for work a week at a time, and I don't really know the truth, just what he tells me. We have talked about it a few times. So for all the, dog damn him.
They have.
We've talked about it. Yes, we have. We've talked about it a few times. He said that I can have free reign over all his electronic devices. Now, mind you, I don't just go snooping through his stuff unless I have a gut feeling that something is fishy. Well, I tried to use his tablet the other night, not to snoop, just tried to use the tablet.
Yeah.
And it was locked. I know I'm all emotional because I'm 36 weeks pregnant, but I am not going to be cheated on. And this really looks sus.
Mm-hmm.
Do I give him another chance because we're about to have a baby together? Let me expand the question. How many chances do you give him?
Yeah.
Well, like what? How much is too much? Is this too much? And they're about to have a baby together. Does that factor in? I think it factors in,
sure.
I don't know. I would hope it would factor in for him too. What the hell are you doing, bro?
So she caught him texting other girls. He said nothing happened physically.
Let me get back in here. First few minutes ago, found him messaging other girls.
Yeah, but nothing physical.
He says no. He says he's never met up.
Mm-hmm. And then she used his tablet the other day, but it was locked.
Yeah, and I'm gathering that she's going, okay, well, why are you reaching out to him? And he's just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just like it.
Uh-huh.
Which there's part of that I understand. I don't think it's okay, but I understand it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. God.
Give it a minute.
Yep.
702-364-9898. You want to go see Murr at the M Saturday, April 5th? We got tickets for you if you're calling number 25 at 702-364-9898. Do you, like, literally, is this enough for you? To boot him, do you give him another chance? Do you short leash him? What do you do? 702-364-9898.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
So Keely's not wrong. We've been talking about babies a lot these last... Oh, sorry. Yeah, there you go. Michaela's in another room, so I got to turn the mic on in there. Sorry.
That's
only
okay.
I only got half of that.
I yell so loud. Sometimes I'm like, they can probably still hear me. Just yelling.
No. But what was really funny earlier this morning, in our soundproof studios, like literally the windows will stop a bullet. I don't want to test that ever, but in theory, the windows will stop a bullet. And I heard Michaela driving into the parking lot this morning. I was like, what is happening?
I know.
She's getting herself all pumped up.
Yeah.
Keely's 4 weeks away from having a baby with her boyfriend. The last few months have been rough. He's been messaging other girls and replying to Craigslist ads that are like, hey, let's meet up, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's never done it. Ha! Hang on. Let me jump. Lupe, hey, did you say Lupe first?
Yes, sir.
By the way, do you mind if I ask which Lupe?
Herrera, Liam's mom. How are you?
Yes.
Hi.
My favorite Lupe. And I was hoping it was.
Yes, of course.
Duh. How are you? Duh. How are the kids? How have you been?
Good. The kids are good. They're getting really big.
And you're good? You're doing good?
Yes.
She really is. I don't mind saying it. She's my favorite Lupe.
I love that.
Except for my best friend's mother-in-law, also Lupe, and she likes everybody to call her Loopy, because she drinks.
Well, good for her.
Which is adorable. It's really adorable. So no, I was hoping because I know you and I know your brain. You know what I mean? So I'm glad that you called in for this. So do you believe this guy when he says he's not meeting up with girls?
No.
Me neither. Michaela, do you believe that?
Mm-mm.
Now, and if it's Craigslist.
That's what's getting me.
Craigslist stuff, bro. You're paying for it?
Yeah, who even uses it? Well, first of all, I do go on Craigslist, but for.
Really?
Yeah, like the yard sale items.
I didn't even know it still existed.
Let me tell you, I use it to sell and buy items. I love that kind of stuff.
Can you meet people? I know for.
I haven't.
I know for the longest time that it was, you know, the that was where.
Yeah, but I thought that was like a 20 years ago situation,
right?
This
is what I say to you. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's sketchy. He's like meeting people on Craigslist.
And if you are, it's like low budget.
Right.
Okay. All right. He says he's never met up with anybody. We don't believe it. He goes out of town for work a week at a time. Keely doesn't really know the truth. They've talked about it. Okay, can we? I'll just skip to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think he's cheating, Loopy?
Yeah, probably, but I mean, they're having a baby. It's far, far past that now. So he's going to stick around regardless. So she's going to end up giving him a chance. So she might as well just have him prove stuff to her now.
You know what? I agree with her. That's how I felt. I was like, okay, this sucks in a large way, but it all ends today. That's the next conversation. Mm-hmm. This ends now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it, smell it, see it.
Can I add one more thing?
Please.
Mm-hmm.
You don't let them sign the birth certificate. He doesn't want to act like a dad, then he doesn't get to sign the birth certificate and doesn't prove it.
What?
I did that. That worked for me.
What? Say
well, the loyalty of the relationship between you two has nothing to do with the kid and being the actual father and signing the birth certificate. That's crazy.
Struck a nerve.
Yeah, the dad has entered the chat.
Struck a nerve.
If we break up, I'm still the dad.
Well, yeah, but if he's willing to fix things for his family, then he should be able to stick around. But I don't want you around if you're not going to get your stuff together.
Still the dad, though. And that doesn't matter.
Well, let me ask this before we get too far down this path. Is that a thing? Can you do that?
I think so. Yeah.
Here's the other thing, too.
We need a lawyer.
My buddy Lupe, she's an angel. I do. She really is. She's my favorite Lupe.
A little Hell's Angel. She's hardcore.
Do not cross her.
Yeah, I won't.
Exactly. She will cut you.
She was like, certificate, psych.
Oh, no, she will cut you with a rusty knife so that you don't die from the cut. You die from the infection.
Yes.
She, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's
now guys are gonna get mad.
No,
yeah. I think Lupe is a beast. I'm obsessed with her. But I think that to Adrian's point, and I'm not a parent, but having parents that were divorced, I think the relationship between the kid and the dad is always going to remain. They got to be on the birth certificate.
Yeah, and I've spun us out of the actual subject. But I think facts are facts.
Yeah,
I get what you're saying, though. I get what you're saying, Lupe. Like, you know what, bro? You don't want to be a dad? You don't want to be a partner with me? Then I can make this difficult on you.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that part of, you know, that's kind of all part of it, right?
Yeah, but also just because he's a cheater doesn't mean he's not going to be a good dad or a present dad.
No, of course not.
You know? So to take that away from him.
Yeah. I'm Team Lupe. I don't, you know.
I know. I'm just thinking.
I don't think you can do that. I believe the birth certificate is a statement of fact, but you can sure make it tougher on him.
Uh-huh.
You want to play around? You want to make my life harder now? I'm going to raise this kid by myself now because you're with, I'm going to say it, moms in the car, because you want to mess around with Craigslist hoes?
Uh-huh. And Craigslist, not even Bumble.
Well...
Stop. Turn my microphone off.
I don't know what you mean.
Don't I embarrass myself?
All right. Have fun at Myrrh. And it's good to hear your voice. You're the best. Give the kids a hug for us.
Bye, Lupe.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Okay, I love this. I think the birth certificate's a statement of fact. I don't believe that's a, you know, it's not like a privilege. Like,
right.
But I get what she's, I get what she's saying. And I get that's upset you ever so slightly.
We need just a lawyer to call in. We need to find out officially.
No, truthfully.
Yeah.
Truthfully. Let me see if Farhan's probably heading into court, but let me call Farhan Naqvi and see if he has an answer.
Yeah.
All right, everybody else, 702-364-9898. Get to you in just a second. Hang on, it's Relationship Rehab.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Keely's 4 weeks away from having a baby. Dude has been acting sketch. We've determined, okay, so it's unanimous that we believe he's cheating? Mm-hmm. That he is cheating?
Yeah.
Are you hedging?
I didn't say officially if I thought he was cheating. I'm just still going back and forth on the idea.
I would like for you to say officially whether you think he's cheating or not.
No, I don't know yet. I don't know yet.
No, I need you to know.
I know, but I don't. Can we listen to some other people's takes? You're shaking your head in disapproval.
Yeah,
I understand.
I need you to make a call here.
I know, but I'm really trying and I'm thinking and I just don't know yet.
Rib.
Who are you screaming at, Abby? Who are you yelling at?
I said, wait a minute. He's not building the crib. Like, what do you mean? Yeah. He's a romper room rouser. Yes, he's cheating, duh.
Yeah.
And if you're a romper room rouser on Craigslist, I mean, you can't just be like a normal person and go to Palace Station and find a hoe. Like, listen. He is cheating. And Palace he doesn't Station. Get to go on the birth certificate. And yes, it's perfectly legal.
That's a thing?
That's
a thing?
Yeah, the mother gets to decide who goes on the birth certificate.
No. That's not a thing.
That is a thing. You want to see my kid's birth certificate?
These girls are hardcore today.
Abby's like, you want to know how I know? I'll show you how I know. Uh-huh. That's awesome.
No, yeah. Okay, so check it out. Yeah, like genetically, he's still the dad, but let's make it hard on him if he wants to. When she finally gets done with dealing with his romper room madness and decides, you know, it's time for a divorce or whatever they're doing, make him make it something he has to prove, just like somebody else said on the radio earlier, right? Make him prove stuff now. Well, he's going to have to prove that he's a dad. So go take a paternity test and get your name back on the birth certificate. Then that way you can claim taxes every other year after it's done.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is you're on the fence. Right, Abby?
No. Oh.
That's great.
The romper room rouser needs to prove.
Don't know what that means.
Love.
That's great, though.
Including, that's Craigslist. Craigslist. That's the romper room. Craigslist is romper room.
Oh.
Is this, oh, yeah.
Is this known amongst people that are on Craigslist?
Oh, no.
Are you
I just made it up.
Oh, okay. I just didn't know. I didn't know if this was code that other, they're like, well, obviously, if you were on Craigslist, you would know.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not an obvious thing. I'm not on Craigslist.
You're
and
great.
I, too, didn't realize Craigslist was still around.
Anyway. Me either. You're fantastic. Have
weird,
a great
right?
day.
Yeah, you too.
Oh, thank you. She's so good.
So good.
Kathy, no chances?
So, no, because even if I did believe that he wasn't physically cheating, there is still such a thing as emotionally cheating.
Yeah.
And that whole birth certificate is kind of a bitter baby mom move, so that's not approved either.
I still know. Thank you, Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I'm just saying preach. Appreciate you, Kathy.
Can we get some actual clarification on whether that you can do that or not?
Yeah, that's
wild. Will you Google that?
That would just be like you saying you don't know who your baby's father is, so you're not going to put a name on.
But if he's standing there, you know what I mean? If he shows up, this is what I'm envisioning, is you're going, no, we're not putting his name on there. And it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Listen, I'm having confusion because
Thank
in
you,
my
Kathy.
Heart, I feel like it could be as simple as he literally wasn't cheating. He was an idiot. He got caught in some DMs. He was looking for attention, being annoying.
Yeah, just grab that side then.
You know what I'm saying? Did that stupid thing. Doesn't mean that he won't be a good father. I don't know, you know? don't know if he's cheating.
Lisa?
I am losing my mind here with this whole birth certificate thing. First of all, they are not married, okay? So, yes, he is cheating. He's on the Craigslist thing, whatever. He is cheating. But if she chose him to be the father of her child, at one point they were obviously, getting along. And if she's going to say, oh, I'm going to hold back the birth certificate, I'm going to claim you're not the father, that's like holding ransom. Like, yeah, I'm sorry.
I just don't think that's a thing.
There's a lot of men out there that are not present fathers or not present mothers, and that's disgusting that they're going to hold their child ransom as far as, like, I'm not going to put you on the birth certificate until you behave. Like, you're a bad, bad boy, and so you're going to go in the corner.
Also, little bit different subject. Keely is asking, do you give him another chance?
I say you do not give him another chance until he straightens himself out, but he has to be part of that baby's life. End of story.
So actually what you are saying, yes, he does get another chance with conditions.
Well, not with conditions, with the fact that he changes and she sees that he's changed.
That's conditions.
That he's no longer fooling around on her.
Because
I don't accept fooling around.
Yeah, that's conditions. By the way, yeah. Michaela, you know where you find yourself today? For the first time ever?
We're on the island. I know, babe.
I was like, look at you.
I'm swimming.
Look at you. Oh, that's good.
I know.
I love that you're like, I don't know that he's cheating. He's so cheating.
I don't know that he is.
I understand that. I'm just saying that
Yeah.
Okay. You're very pretty today.
Thank you.
You're very pretty.
What does that mean?
Very pretty.
Oh, because my point doesn't make sense.
You're sweet.
No, it does make sense.
Jessica, do you give this guy another chance? Jess? Maybe not, Jess. If you can hear me doing this on your phone, we're talking to you. No?
Oh, no.
I don't think you know what? I don't think your name's Jessica. I think your name's Jessica, because there were two of you. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, you know what? Might have been hearing island music in her ear. That might have been the deal. Do you give this guy another chance?
Absolutely not. And it's not even about what is he actually doing. Is he really physically cheating or not? It's the fact that he's comfortable with the disrespect already, and the baby's not even here.
Yeah.
He's comfortable going on these sites. He's comfortable looking at other women, and this girl is pregnant with
his child.
And messaging, exactly. If he's comfortable with that now, it's never going to end. I was in similar circumstances as her at one point, and it carried on for over a decade. And you can sit there and you can try to say, well, I want full access, and you're not allowed to do this, and you're not allowed to do that. And that's all great and dandy, but she's going to drive herself insane checking his phone constantly, thinking that he's constantly still on Craigslist messaging. So she's just going to waste her time. I think if she is going to give him another chance, it needs to be a chance with the baby, not a chance with her. That chance should be over. Being a father is a completely different thing. On that little side note that you had, my son's father is a great father. He is awesome. He does great with him, and now we're even great co-parents, but he had to lose that chance with me because he was never going to do that, So I think when you get comfortable with that amount of disrespect, there's really no going back.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Love this point.
Ooh. Yeah, really
and
good.
Also, just to let you know, it is legal to keep the name off the birth certificate
yes!
if you're not married. If you are married, you have to put them on there. But if you're not legally married, you can choose to take them off.
Wow.
I don't think it's right and I do agree. I don't think it's right. It's not okay because being a father is a completely different component than being a partner. And you can be good at one and not at the other at a time. So I don't think that that's fair. But it is legal, I guess.
So what? You know what I mean? So what?
Yeah,
I guess.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know.
If they don't want to be there, you can take the name off the birth certificate later. I mean, You don't know if they're going to be a good father or not. That's kind of a really rough thing to take away from somebody just because they're not being loyal to you.
Well, if the way you're being a boyfriend is any indication, I don't think you're going to be that great.
Well, yeah, but I mean, hey, like I said, I had a really crappy partner and he was an awesome dad. So it can be that way.
Well, you're rational and amazing, and I'm shocked that you listen to this show.
Love you.
That's great.
Well, thank you guys so much. I love your show.
Oh, we love you back. So have smart. A great day. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
We could do this. Honestly, we could do this for an hour.
Yeah.
But I think, okay, are you still on the fence?
Okay, I liked Jess's answer. She was amazing, brilliant. I think I'm going to go with...
Are you going to go, is he cheating or is he not cheating?
I'm going to go with not cheating. But shouldn't give him the chance to be with her.
Just one more time, just to.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It's nice, though. You're never on the island. I love that.
I like it over here. It.
Yeah, no, it's good. Sometimes you just got to stand out there.
I love alone time.
Because here's what's great is because if you're not right, nobody will ever, they don't care.
Yeah.
They'll be like, you were on the island. Okay, so what? I was wrong.
Yeah.
But if you were the only one saying it and you end up being the one that's right, that's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty good luck. It's a good look.
Yeah.
Adrian, what did we ever come up with from you, sir?
I'm still heated over this lady with the birth certificate.
He's still stuck on the other thing. So I will say one more time, I would short leash it.
Mm-hmm.
I would. I'd go, okay. I think he's cheating. I think he's cheating and he's paying for it. Mm-hmm. Which to me is even, like worse.
Yeah.
However, okay, fine. We got a baby on the way. I'll give you one chance to make this right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a short, quick, no mercy leash.
Yeah.
That we have. And that's that.
Mm-hmm. I feel that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
9 o'clock Tuesday morning. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. And this is the story of identical twins, Jeremy and Caleb Baker. They married twin sisters, Kristen and Brooklyn Stutler. I'll bet they're hot.
Uh-huh.
I'll bet all four of them. I haven't done any additional research. Bet
we're just assuming.
They had a double wedding back on the 14th. The couples took turns being best man and maids of honor. How would you know the difference?
Yeah,
honestly,
true.
How would you know? Then they celebrated at a joint reception with their families. Right after Brooklyn and Caleb's wedding, I quickly changed into my wedding dress, and then we all lined up for mine and Jeremy's ceremony, said Kristen. The twins met each other at a church group thing about 10 years ago, 2016. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that they're married, they're going to go on a joint honeymoon cruise to Mexico and then come home to apartments next door to one another.
Oh.
Seems like a little over. It's like, okay, we get it. You're twins.
Yeah.
We understand. It's almost a little too much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
let's try and get pregnant at the same time.
Oh, you know they will.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
And Brooklyn stating the obvious. We're all best friends, she says.
So cute.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air? What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
This Hollywood director named Carl Eric with a K. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that's important to me, but it is. Carl Eric Rinch faces up to 90 years in prison. Oof. Because he defrauded Netflix out of $11 million. I don't know why this dude thought he was going to get away with this, but back in 2018 and 2019, Netflix paid this guy $44 million for a show called Conquest about artificial humans. In March of 2020, they gave him another $11 million. Due to his claims that the initial amount was in his words, not sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
I need more money.
Yeah, give me 11 mil more.
So apparently he did do the shows,
mm-hmm.
which I don't.
And I'm trying to think, did I ever hear about this show?
Yeah, I don't know. But the prosecutors are claiming that Rinch used the additional $11 million not on the show, but he bought crypto. He bought a couple of Rolls Royces.
He was paying himself for all his hard work.
They make a point of it that he bought two mattresses as well. You probably the super high end, you know.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah, those are expensive.
So he faces charges of wire fraud and money laundering, among other charges. So no, I guess I do get why he thought he could get away with it. Because yeah, I'll just slide in another $11
million. Yeah.
They already gave me the money.
Yeah.
Here's the show. I'll just, you know, they're not going to look for receipts, but they are.
Surprise.
Obviously.
Uh-huh.
Wild.
Well, joke's on him. They'll probably make a Netflix show about it.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And then they'll make like a bajillion dollars off of that, and he'll get nothing.
Yeah.
And still go to jail.
Yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, more you know before we go. Do you know the story of how Mario became Mario?
No.
Nintendo named Mario after the landlord of their first warehouse. The guy's name was Mario Segale. They wanted him to give them an extension on paying their rent. They didn't have the money.
Uh-huh.
Nintendo didn't have the money on their warehouse. They were still trying to, you know, build things up.
Yeah.
And they go, we'll name a character after you in a video game. Give us some extra time. And he went, yeah, sure. That's great. And
oh,
they're like, okay,
God.
Thank you. And it was just kind of a thing, yeah.
Wait, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And that's why Mario is Mario.
Yeah.
No word on whether Luigi actually exists. I don't think he does. When somebody says, oh, look at that graffiti. Well, if it's just one word, you can correct them, grammar Nazi. Can we still say Nazi for that, grammar Nazi?
Oh, I don't know what we can and can't say, Chetty. Just don't talk.
Isn't everybody a Nazi now?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like everybody, if I don't like you, you're a Nazi.
Yeah.
Graffiti, however, is plural. If it's just one word of graffiti, it's graffito.
Oh.
And I think stuff like that's funny. I just think it's like,
yeah.
No, it's not graffiti. That's graffito.
Could you imagine saying that to somebody, though? Like the next time I'm like, Lisa.
And if they don't slap you square in your face, honestly.
I swear to God.
If they ever talk to you again, you know, I would just get out of the car. I'd be like, pull the car over.
Yeah, walk home.
Now, mm-hmm. Getting out. According to the law in Switzerland, just in case you're thinking about taking a summer trip, just know this. According to the law in Switzerland, you are not allowed to force domestic poultry, you know, your chickens, your ducks, your swans,
mm-hmm.
pigeons.
Sure.
Is that poultry? Is pigeon poultry?
I guess so. I'm literally going by what you're saying.
Why am I so weird about words right now?
Yeah.
With the whole graffito and
words.
Now what is poultry? We get the idea. You're not allowed to force domestic poultry to wear glasses.
Wait, what?
So if you ever thought about putting shades on a duck,
don't
do it in Switzerland.
Be careful.
I don't know what the penalty is, but just don't do it.
I can see the appeal though. It's kind of cute.
All right. Let's go. What do you say?
Bye.
Everybody, hey, have a good one. We'll meet back here tomorrow. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, ChetBuchanan. I might even post. Probably not, but I might. You never know. If you're not following, you won't know anyway. Adrian, what's going on?
Hey, not too much. Just some new content on America's favorite podcast called Unlikely, which you should go subscribe to on YouTube. Plus, be sure to follow me on Instagram, on TikTok, at Heavyweight Radio. WrestleMania is fast approaching, and we are the place to be for all your wrestling needs.
And Michaela Gordon.
I'm Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H.
Mm-hmm. I like it when she stops short like
that. That's it, baby.
And trust me, her silence speaks volumes. Because for saying nothing right there of going, well, I don't have anything where I'm going to be wearing the sparkly gown.
Right.
Or I'm not going to be, EOS Fitness is Thursday.
Totally.
All of those things.
Mm-hmm.
You have so much on your plate right now. It's not even
literally
funny.
You said it to bed. The more the quiet funny. I am, the even busier, more pressing it is.
Bingo.
Uh-huh.
And I just looked over and I'm like, okay. I know what that means. All right. So everybody have a great day. We'll meet back here tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.